One of the great things about Earlham College is that students from different majors, different backgrounds, different countries even, discover that they have interests in common and that they can only benefit from working together.
They are trying to answer the same questions, only from different angles, and they come together in teams to find solutions to real-world problems. That's Earlham, and here's how it happens.
In this episode of the Earlham College Podcast,
we are joined by two students from Michelle Tong's Taking Biopsychology from Lab to Society class. This podcast is inspired by the Stopwatch Science segments popularized by the show Hidden Brain on NPR.
Hello, everyone. I'm Anna Lee.
And I'm Juan.
We are students at Earlham College and are here to communicate some primary research with you.
The topic of the day is procrastination.
Hey, did you know that approximately 87% of the people listening to this podcast right now are actually procrastinating on doing another task?
Well, that might not entirely be a proven fact, but if you're a college student like us, we know you too well. We bet you just opened your textbook to study, and after a while found yourself picking up your phone. After a few minutes of wandering around on the internet, you somehow ended up here.
So since you found us, we might as well make your time worthwhile. We are going to help you learn a little more about your favorite hobby, procrastination. We will tell you about why you procrastinate, how it may affect your academic performance and physical health, and finish with what you might do to help solve your procrastination problem.
So, Annalie, as a junior, you've been a professional procrastinator for 3 years. Have you figured out why you keep procrastinating?
Well, it seems to just be a matter of my personality, so there's really nothing to be done about it.
Nonsense. I'm pretty sure that's not true.
Actually, in 2016, Steele and Klingsiak conducted a study relating the Big Five personality traits and procrastination. In case you're not familiar with the Big Five, psychologists use five dimensions, extroversion, agreeableness, openness, conscientiousness, and neuroticism, as the core personality traits. The participants in the study signed up for a 15-week introductory online psychology course that was designed to be completed at the participants' own pace. Basically, this was the procrastinator's worst nightmare, as the opportunities for procrastination were endless.
Yeah, I can imagine you waiting till the very last week to start the course. I wouldn't be surprised if all the participants did the same.
Turns out only a specific group of participants procrastinated more than others. Partway through the course, the participants wrote a brief essay detailing why they thought they procrastinated and what other activities they engaged in when procrastinating. The researchers found that conscientiousness was the only Big Five personality trait with a strong correlation to procrastination, such that those higher on conscientiousness procrastinated less. In addition, they found that the reasons given for procrastinating were more frequently related to extroversion, while openness, or avoiding boredom in this case, came in a not-so-close second.
This is definitely not a justified reason for procrastinating. Aren't you concerned about your grades at all?
I've just learned to accept it as part of who I am. I don't really see how it impacts my studies.
Well, I'd be a little bit more concerned if I were you. Based on what I found, you may be in trouble. While there are studies showing that procrastination has positive effects on students' grades.
Ha, I knew it. Procrastinating is beneficial.
Would you just let me finish? Anyway, an analysis given by Salt and Kim in 2015 has provided the other side of the argument. These researchers explained the different conclusions were a result of the limited numbers of participants and influences of other variables.
Oh, so how did they overcome this problem?
Simple. They compiled 33 relevant studies, adding up to 38,529 participants, which is like 38 Earlham combined, and taking into account other possible variables such as procrastination measures, self-report versus external data, and demographic differences. Anyway, the study concluded that procrastination correlated with lower academic performance. So if you push yourself to start on your essay a little bit sooner, that B plus might have been an A.
Fancy, a meta-analysis.
You know, sample size does matter in these studies. We may miss finding significant results if we don't take into account our participant pools.
I still think that it's too broad to lump all us procrastinators together. Some of us just have our procrastination under control. As long as I meet all the deadlines, I don't see a problem.
Wait, what do you mean by lumping all procrastinators together? Aren't all procrastinators the same?
There are actually two kinds of procrastination, active and passive. Passive procrastinators are the traditional kind. They delay doing the task without intending to do it, while active procrastinators choose to do it because they work better under pressure. While the above problems are applicable to passive procrastinators, we might need to have different measures for active ones.
I'm confused. So there are people who procrastinate on purpose?
Yes, Lon. Active procrastinators actually have everything under control. They feel motivated under time constraint. Therefore, as a result, they are usually satisfied with their performance. For passive procrastinators, they tell themselves constantly that they will start the essay tomorrow, but then end up rushing through it 5 hours before the deadline. As you have said before, they are often disappointed at their grades and at themselves for not starting the task sooner. Active procrastinators, on the other hand, are aware of the time and effort that the projects require, yet they still decide to do it close to the due date.
So these active procrastinators are basically irregular procrastinators, minus the self-disappointment and suffering part?
Well, I guess you could put it that way. Yes, according to a research study conducted by Havelry and Hicks in 2015, psychological well-being actually correlates very strongly with active procrastinating. You will hardly find any procrastinators of this kind blaming their time management skills for the results because they know that they perform best under pressure. So contrary to traditional type of procrastinators, active procrastinators' grades do not suffer from the time constraint but actually improve. So as long as I'm an active procrastinator, there shouldn't be a problem.
Okay, so I get the whole two types of procrastinators thing. But I'd hate to break it to you. I don't think you're an active procrastinator. As you said, these type of people seem to have everything under control. But I've seen you stress out from time to time about your assignment approaching the deadlines.
I do not.
Oh, really?
I mean, sometimes I begin to feel a bit anxious when I look at the clock and realize how much time I've spent on Facebook. Sometimes I just lose track of time. Besides, I get so bored doing my work. I just want to do other things.
Annalie, after like the fifth cat video, I think you might have a problem.
Hey, they're not all cat videos. I like other animals too.
Okay, then let's talk about how your love for animals is affecting you. In addition to lower grades, passive procrastinators, and yes, Annalie, you're one of them, are not really enjoying their lives when they postpone their study either. Imagine yourself having an essay due in 5 days from now.
5 days? I once finished a 6-page paper in one night, so I can start that tomorrow and revise it the next day.
Yeah, keep thinking like that and then snap, there you are, frantically starting on your essay 4 hours before it's due, wondering where the time went. As you work on your essay, you wish you had started it sooner, so now you don't have to suffer like this. I will never do this again, you said to yourself. Yeah, like that's gonna happen. Does this sound familiar at all?
Yeah, I can relate to that.
The painful truth is that you suffer the whole time you procrastinate, starting from the moment you know the existence of the essay, even though you may think delaying it will make you feel good, well, for at least a short time. According to a research finding by Sears and Tosti in 2012, procrastination will lead to lower mindfulness and higher stress level, causing poor emotional well-being. By postponing the work by doing something else, the thought of the work you are supposed to do will prevent you from fully enjoying other activities.
Well, that doesn't sound so good, but I'm pretty sure the cat videos boost my positive emotions.
Well, if you insist on going on about the cat videos, hey Annalie, can you come up with one thing that most of us have done at least once in the past few hours?
Taking a nap?
Well, that's probably true, but not exactly what I was looking for.
Well, I'm guessing we've all checked our phones?
Yep. As we are all aware, social media, yes, the source of all cats' videos. It's what we use today, and even saying that just feels like an understatement. Given that social media hasn't always been around, it must have affected our behavior somehow. In 2013, two curious researchers, Hinch and Sheldon, sought to answer this question. Researchers took university students who identified as gamers or Facebook users as participants. They answered questions regarding the baseline usage of media, their current life satisfaction, and their level of procrastination. Participants were then instructed not to use any form of media for 48 hours, after which the same measurements were taken again.
Oh, what did the researchers find?
I'm glad you asked. From time 1 to time 2, life satisfaction actually increased and procrastination decreased, indicating significant benefits from even the short period of cessation. What implications does this research have? Well, for one thing, it seems to be telling us social media users that we may be in trouble.
Considering how much I enjoy my social media connections, along with the concern for my grades and emotional well-being, it seems that it may be beneficial to try to find a solution to all of this.
Yes, Annalie, you could probably benefit from finding strategies to reduce your procrastination. Well, one thing technology is great for, I've got a computer right here if you want to check out some primary research.
Now?
Yes, now. No procrastinating this time.
All right, let's see. Procrastination, solution.
Well, that first link seems promising.
Oh yeah, here's an interesting study. In 2003, Vaughn Eerdy examined whether time management skills are effective in reducing procrastination. The participants were employees who took part in a time management course.
What did they learn in this course?
Well, it looks like they learned prioritizing strategies, how to increase efficiency, and how to make yearly, monthly, weekly, and daily plans.
Whoa, that seems like a helpful class.
In fact, it was. Looks like the researcher measured time management, worrying, and avoidance behaviors before and after participants took the course. She found that after taking the course, the treatment group showed an increase in time management. There was also a decrease in worrying and avoidance behavior for the treatment group.
Emily, maybe you should sign up for one of those time management classes that Erlem offers.
I'll consider.
You see, there's always hope. So, are you ready to start changing your study habits?
Most definitely. I will certainly start tomorrow.
Seriously? Not again.
What?
Why procrastinating until tomorrow when you can start today?
Oh yeah, I guess I'm not so good at this yet.
For more information about Earlham College, visit earlham.edu or give us a call at 1-800-EARLHAM. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/earlhamcollege. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at earlham1847. And check out the sights and sounds of Earlham at youtube.com/earlhamcollege. To participate in one of our live interactive web chats, visit earlham.edu/chat. The Earlham College Podcast is a production of the Earlham College Department of Marketing and Communications.
I'm Brian Zimmerman.
And I'm Mark Brim.
And we'll see you next time.